اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Samad. He was a prominent Egyptian reciter who was born in 1927. His father, Abdul Samad, was a teacher of tajweed and memorizing of the Noble Quran. He managed to memorize the whole Quran at the age of 10. When he turned 12, he was invited to Quranic gatherings to recite the Noble Quran. In 1951, he joined the Egyptian radio. He had a very high-pitched voice, and the beauty of his voice could mostly be heard in high register. He traveled to some Muslim countries such as Palestine and Indonesia, as well as some non-Muslim countries, like the US, where having listened to his recitations, some people converted to Islam. He won 3 world recitation competitions in the early 1970s, and he was the first president of the Reciters Union in Egypt. He passed away in 1988 at the age of 61. May Allah bless him. Now let's listen to the recitation of Surah to Yusuf, verses 4-6, recited by Sheikh Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Samad. Let's enjoy it.
الشمس والقمر
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program, Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 4 to 6 of Surah to Yusuf, recited by Sheikh Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Samad. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Sheikh Abdul Basit, he had very good knowledge of the Qira'at and the Riwayat. For example, he recites in one of the Riwayas of Ibn Amir, verse number 4, he says, Ya Abata Inni Ra'aytu. This is the Qira'at of Ibn Amir. We don't have this in the other Qira'at. And he also recites this verse in Riwayah of Ibn Kathir, which is not the Riwayah, the Qira'ah of Ibn Kathir, because Ibn Kathir has two Riwayahs, Qumbul and Bazzi. And verse number 5, apparently it was in Hafs, an Asim. Okay? And verse number 6 was entirely in Warsh, an Nafr. So you can see that in one recitation he's using several Qira'at and Riwayat. And specifically, verse number 6 is very difficult to recite in Warsh because of so many mads.
Yeah.
And add to that the Maddul Badal, which he also lengthened to 4 vowel counts. It made it even more difficult because, you know, all of the mads have to be lengthened to except for Maddul Badal to 6 vowel counts. Of course, you have the choice to lengthen Maddul Badal to 6 vowel counts as well, but it's not mandatory.
That's right.
And so you could see that he stops in the middle of the verse. He has no other choice because it would be very difficult to recite the whole verse with one breath because there are many matul munfasils. We have, for example, kama atammaha. This is the first matul munfasil. Ala abawayka. And this is the second one, and also the matul badals. He lengthened to probably 4 or even 6 vowel counts. I'm not sure. And for example, he says, "Min ta'wil al-hadith, al Ya'qub." This is matul badal. Okay.
Yes, that's right.
And the rules of tajweed for these qira'at, most of them are the same. There are just
about the common ones, yeah.
Yeah, most of them are the same. You know, Hafs and the other qira'at and riwayat, for the most part. For example, the rules of Nun Sakin are the same. Most of the time, the rule of tafkhim and tarqiq of Ra is the same, except for Warsh, where it's very much different. And the other rules, for example, we have tafkhim of the letters of istirla.
Tarqiq of the letters of istifal.
The letters of istifal have to be pronounced with tarqiq.
Thinness.
We have qalqala in all of them. They're applied in the exact same way. And let's mention a few of them.
Good idea.
We have idgham in verse number 4, kawkaban wa shamsa. This is idgham ma'al ghunna. Okay?
Yes.
Now there's only one qira'ah which does not have idgham ma'al ghunna with respect to waw and ya, and that's the qira'ah of hamza. Qira of Hamza does not apply Ghunna to Waw and Ya whenever Idgham takes place into these two letters.
Mm-hmm.
But for the other riwayas, mostly we have Ghunna of Waw.
Just like here. Idgham,
like here, yes. And Sheikh Abdul Basit, he has also recited in the Qira of Hamza, but not in this particular recitation. Okay, now verse number 5, let's mention
so the
one.
Mechanism is that we forget about noon itself, and actually we get rid of it, and we make the next letter mushaddad.
Yes, that's
right. It is one of the letters yamun. We apply nasalization.
Yes,
for
that's
two
right.
counts.
Exactly. That's the practical definition of, or the practical Idgham. Way of applying idgham ala ghunna. And verse number 5, we have Taqosus. We have a qaf, which is sakit. We apply qalqala.
Mm-hmm.
We have two sods at different levels of tafkhim. The first one has a dhamma. You have to apply tafkhim at the moderate level, the third level.
Yes.
Then we have a sod with a sukun. Taqosus. The sod has to be pronounced with the second lowest level of tafkhim, taqusus. Ru'yaka, the ra has tafkhim because it has a dhamma. You have to pronounce it with
thickness.
Thickness, with velarization. You have to velarize the ra. And where is the place of articulation of ra? This is really important. Do you know the place of articulation of ra?
Sure. It's the tip of the tongue touching the alveolar ridge behind the upper front teeth.
Yes, that's right. Raw. We use the tip of the tongue and we actually make it touch the alveolar ridge.
Yeah.
Unlike some other languages such as English where we have an approximate.
Yeah.
It gets close to the alveolar ridge but doesn't actually touch.
And we just
that
want
part of the
tongue to touch and tap, actually, not trill.
Exactly. Even though ra in Arabic has the capability of being trilled,
mm-hmm.
but in the recitation of the Quran, we don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Ru'yak, we want the tapping sound, just like you
Ru'yak.
Said.
Ru'yak.
Even whenever it has tarqiq, we should have the tapping sound. It doesn't make a difference.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق